Faithless love.
A lot of attention this year to the usually almost anonymous job of being a presidential elector.
The question come 2016, will any of them turn? I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Today at the state capitol, in the state Senate chamber, Michigan's 16 votes for president and vice president will be cast by presidential electors.
These are the actual people you voted for on election day, if you voted.
One for every congressional district in the state, plus two at-large electors.
A little noted honor, typically for party stalwarts looking to be a footnote to history.
This year, though, facing a lot of pressure to make history by refusing to vote for Donald Trump, to deny him a majority of electoral votes.
And throw the question of who the next president will be to the U.S. House of Representatives.
Which has only happened twice before, and in the truly weird election of 1876.
When three states approved two different slates of electors to actually cast ballots.
It took a commission made up of senators, representatives, and Supreme Court justices to sort it all out and hand the election to Rutherford B. Hayes.
Earning him the nickname Rutherfraud B. Hayes.
The point here being that it usually doesn't, but anything can happen.
This year, there is a group calling themselves the Hamilton Electors.
For Alexander Hamilton, who explained the purpose of the Electoral College in the Federalist Papers.
He said the electors are supposed to act as a check on the whims of the masses and use their judgment to ensure someone unfit doesn't assume the office.
But since then, legislatures in Michigan and 28 other states have adopted faithless elector laws that sanction electors who don't follow through on their commitment to vote for their party's candidate.
But while individual electors have risked, you know, incurring their party's wrath by defecting, the question of whether electors can actually do that, it's never actually been tested out in court.
Which is why the Hamilton electors are saying, hey, electors, take a chance. The effort here in Michigan is being organized by a self-described socialist piano teacher from Ann Arbor named Jessica Prozinski.
We are calling on the Electoral College to not vote for Donald Trump, to instead vote for a candidate that they feel good about voting for, so to vote their conscience. We're going to be rallying at noon, and then we're going to go into the Capitol and try to call on the Electoral College to do that.
But good luck getting in the state Senate gallery, though. This is a ticket holders only event.
Now, Michigan law says any elector who does not cast their vote for their party's candidate, the one who won the state,
Republican Donald Trump this year,
has effectively resigned and will be replaced.
But again, this has never actually been tested.
It is such a rare occurrence that if more than one elector across the country bolts, that will be the biggest electoral college revolt in the nation's history.
There is no evidence, though,
None.
That Michigan's Republican electors will make that sort of history. Multiple news organizations have polled the delegation, and no one has signaled any kind of insurrection.
The Republican Party and the Trump campaign have also kept in touch with their electors in an effort to ensure that this political season, which has defied expectations at every turn, doesn't yield one more surprise. I wasn't expecting
that. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.